News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Tuesday update with the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen, and we open up with an invitation to go to an annual candlelight vigil later this week.
Yes, this Thursday we have the 21st annual candlelight vigil. It is hosted by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so the date on that is October 15th. This Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30, and it's at the Brazos County Administration Building, which is the 200 block of South Texas Avenue at the old church. You know, just remind people that, you know, domestic violence is a serious issue, and that if they know of anyone who is in a situation where they are being abused, to, if they're not getting help, talk them into reporting the event, to at least document it for them, so that that one day when they decide to get out of that abusive relationship, that they will have some of that documentation to help them if law enforcement gets involved.
On to the next Coffee with the Cop.
Yes, October's Coffee with the Cop is going to be October 21st, which is next Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and it's going to be at the Phillips Event Center in Bryan, which is at 1929 Country Club Drive. Used to be the old Briarcrest Country Club.
And for those who are not familiar with the concept, if you can refresh us with that.
Yeah, it's a way for us to get to know our community members. It's a way for our community members to get to know us outside of any kind of negative contact, whether it be a traffic violation, whether it be the house getting burglarized. You know, emotions are high at that time. This is a way for us to be laid back, break down the barriers, and have one-on-one interaction with each other.
We've had a bit of a respite from Texas A&M home football, but here comes Alabama this weekend.
That's right. And so I just want to remind people that we do have game day parking in downtown area. There's, I think, at least 1,000 parking spaces here, and we have a free shuttle that will run you to the game 2 hours prior to and 1 hour after. Those shuttles will be running. I know the parking garage does charge, but then there's multiple parking spaces outside of that that we have opened up for the public to make it easier to get to game day.
And then wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
And slow down all over town, but especially in the 2900 block of Woodville, which is 30 miles per hour near Old Hearn Road, and the 3100 block of Boonville, which is 40 miles per hour near Austin's Colony.
And that's our update from the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen on News Talk 1620 WTAW.